USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Hurricane Ida, now a strong tropical storm as of Monday morning, was bringing heavy rains, dangerous flash flooding, storm surge, and extreme winds as it moved northward across southeastern Louisiana and across Mississippi Monday morning. The storm left New Orleans completely without power on Sunday night going into Monday morning. Good news, the levee system in New Orleans did hold up to all the excessive water. Fire officials ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin in Northern California. The two-week-old Caldor Fire is now threatening the mountain town surrounding Lake Tahoe. Sunday night, all residents on the California side of Lake Tahoe Basin were warned to evacuate the area. U.S. officials say the Kabul airport was targeted in a rocket attack on Monday that was intercepted by our CRAM missile defense system. The U.S. is set to conclude the airlift of more than 114,000 Afghans and foreigners, ending America's longest war with the Taliban, back in power. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
With President Biden taking massive heat for the way his administration handled the Afghanistan withdrawal, he and First Lady were present when the dead Marines arrived on U.S. soil from the bomb blast in Kabul last Thursday, killing 13 of our brothers and sisters. Jeremy Scott reports.
President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Austin participated in a dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Sunday.
We met with the families of 13 fallen heroes in Afghanistan. Lost their lives in the service of our country, and while we're praying for the best in Louisiana, let's keep them in our prayers as well.
Biden says the 13 U.S. service members who were killed were heroes, noting they were working to get others to safety when they died. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The New Orleans Saints and Arizona Cardinals on Friday canceled their third and final preseason game slated for the weekend after Hurricane Ida's fast pace into the area. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The former president of the Screen Actors Guild and Mary Tyler Moore's TV boss has died of natural causes over the weekend in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. Jeremy Scott reports.
The family of Ed Asner announcing his death on Twitter Sunday. Asner, known best as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Perhaps no scene more iconic than when he interviews Moore, who plays Mary Richards, for a possible job at the television station he manages.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Asner won 7 Emmy Awards, 5 for his work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He died at 91. No cause of death has been given. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Gasoline prices have come down slightly. John Clemens reports.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lumberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lumberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.